From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. Georgia's Democratic congressional delegates are declaring their support for impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that a formal impeachment inquiry will move forward after allegations of election tampering came to light. Representative John Lewis voiced his support on the House floor.
The people have a right to know whether the cornerstone of our democracy was undermined by people sitting in the White House today.
Representative Hank Johnson also gave his support. In a statement, Republican Doug Collins called Pelosi's decree, quote, false and feeble, saying the full House must vote to make the inquiry formal. Recent data from the Atlanta-based CDC shows the number of babies hospitalized with influenza last flu season is at least double previous estimates. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports on what this means for the upcoming year.
Flu season usually kicks off in October, and babies are particularly vulnerable to getting sick. But their symptoms don't always make it obvious. That's why CDC epidemiologist Mark Thompson says pregnant mothers in particular should get vaccinated.
At least a third of the flu cases in babies don't look like the typical respiratory disease that we're used to seeing or that we see in adults. It's manifested in febrile seizures or sepsis or other sorts of ways where flu might not be suspected.
Last season, the CDC estimated 600 children died nationwide of flu-related illness. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
Marine scientists from the University of Georgia say there is definitely oil in the marshes near St. Simon's Island, where a shipping vessel capsized this month. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
UGA marine scientist Mandy Joy and others sampled the marshes last week. What they found were little oily tar balls spread as far as the spot they'd picked for their unoiled baseline measurements. She says scientists will return to gather more.
The environmental impact can only be constrained and defined if we know the physical limits of contamination. We need to know all the marshes that are contaminated, how much material got in there, etc.
The Coast Guard says rapid responders are on call to quickly contain emerging oil sheens with booms, even if high variations in tides and speedy currents prevent them from encircling the entire vessel. Work to drain the main source of fuel on the ship is expected to begin in the next few days. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
For more news, visit our website, gpbnews.org.